You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the Plumbing, Pipes, Trades, Employees Union. It's going to be a massive show today. We've got lots of donations from friends, families, contractors, everything above. Right, but we'll kick straight into it. I'm Rusty. Across from the left of me, good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Rusty. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to our Radiothon.
That's exactly right, mate. You said it. Fantastic.
I mean, there's a, you know, we've been going through the list of who's donated so far. It's getting noted who hasn't.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to slag him on this show, right? But our, as we say, friends and family and everything above have donated straight off the bat. And Mick, good morning, my friend.
G'day, Russ. G'day, everyone out there.
Going good, matey?
Yeah, plugging away.
Right, we've got always everyone in the house today. I'm surprised if anyone will ring in because everyone's in here. But anyway, we'll kick back into it. Herks.
Morning, listeners. Radiothon, very exciting. Like Warwick said, the people, some notable people not on here, but they have a chance to call in, Rusty.
Yeah, and if they don't, it's double.
Yes.
Dave, g'day, mate. How you going, buddy?
Good morning, good morning. It's amazing what you find when you scrape the bottom of the barrel sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
And no, happy 50th right, anniversary to 3CR. Fantastic. Yes, and I'll show you, here's something for you. Last night, yesterday, it was my parents' 50th wedding anniversary as well.
Wow.
So there you go. They've 50 been married for the 50. Same as long as, yeah, 3CR. And here's another little anecdote for you. My mum actually told me yesterday that she got sent to the principal's office when she was in school by the nuns because she said, up the workers. And she had to go to the principal's office and explain what up the workers meant.
Good on ya. Nah, that's fantastic. Good on her as well. And you were about to give me some material for later on in the show, but you brought it back steady and strong. Good on you, mate. That's and good on your old lady too. Fantastic. Nathan, good morning,
good
buddy.
Good morning, Rusty. Good morning, listeners. Good morning, comrades. Good to be here. I'm excited. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Big show ahead. First one I've done with this run, so it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Yeah, no, good on you, mate. Yeah, it is going to be a massive show, as we said, talking about all things in the industry as well. We've got an hour show. It's a bit different to, obviously, a traditional half an hour, so we usually can crap on for about 2 hours if you give us the radio or airtime, as one would say. So, but we're straight into it. Right, Herks has obviously written to everyone. We are live, so we're straight into it.
With a photo as well attached.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that's it, right? There'll be a few people still under the douchoir, as we call it. So, but anyway, Billy Ramsey, but we won't get into that. We'll talk about that later. Straight off the bat, guys, we just, you know, whenever you ask this bloke, he just puts his hand in his pocket straight away. One of all our mates, right? Straight off the bat, Brad Bell from Complete Plumbing, now known as Prime Hydraulics. He's donated $500 straight off the bat, right? You always ask him. He's a good friend of ours, and he's donated another $500, so that's $1,000 to obviously donate to our merchandise. So straight off the bat, we got $1,000, right? That's lovely. I think we're going to have more than a concrete gang this year, but anyway, I'm not slagging them. God love them, Campo and all the rest of the boys. And another one. This is a bit of a tradition thing. Dicko Dickerson, right, from Geschke Plumbing. He's donated $1,000. So we're already at $2,000, guys. So we're really killing it, right?
Yep.
And then who's the next one? Do you want to read the next one out? Or
do you want me to do the Greek one or do you want me to do the... Which one do you want? I'll do the translator.
Yeah,
give it a bit of European flair.
Big Warwick Burke.
Oh!
Traditional Greek name.
How much did he do? Did $2,000 or were you doing 100? Yeah.
$1.50.
He's put a deposit down, so he's...
It was a withdrawal, actually.
That's right. So $100, it all counts. It all helps. You know, just keep him coming. $100 by Warwick. Yep. Our good mate, Tim Wilson, another 1,000 there.
Oh, Timmy.
Big Timmy. So thank you again to Timmy and Wilson Plumbing. They always come to the party, which we appreciate.
Well, they've got lots of work on it. They do have a lot of work, don't they? They've got shitloads in your area too, don't they?
They do have a lot. So
they've got a data centre or something?
Tim. Nah.
Oh, okay.
We won't. Oh, that's... data centres.
One or two.
Sorry, it's a national secret. Anyway, we won't go there. Almost, he'll probably get the contract ripped up now. God love him. But, that's it. Woz, you want to read through a few? Or
I'll do the next one.
Cover the next one for me.
I was brought on just to say this guy's
I thought Woz wanted to slag him, but anyway, that's what we're
going. I'll say his name and Woz can take over. Yeah. So, Philip Merambiliotis.
Who's
That's Slippery Phil.
Oh! We can't call him that, right?
He's whacked in the grand.
Yeah. We got to say he's
Liquid
all right.
Vision.
You only got one pocket.
$1,000, Phil. So thank you, Phil. Enjoy Greece, mate.
He's donated
from Mykonos.
Yeah, no, God love him. So, we're doing well, guys. We're right up there at the moment. We've pretty much almost hit our mark already of what we needed to donate, which was initially $5,000. That was the, the contingency plan, the goal, right, to get $5,000, and we're obviously going to well succeed that.
Well, like we always do, above and beyond.
That's it. Well, we are plumbers, mate, right? So we are plumbers.
Everyone's going well at the moment.
Yeah, that's it, right? So obviously another one as well, right? One of our other good mates, Steve McGee from Melbourne Elite, right? He's donated a cool $1,000 too. So thanks very much, mate. We appreciate it. And we do appreciate all our contractors that do weigh in over the course of time for the Radiothon. Without them, like anything, these shows wouldn't succeed. And obviously with the union officials around the mics right now. So congratulate you, and we do thank you very much so. Obviously, another one straight off the bat, good old Chad Cook, right? Cook and Dowsett, okay? I told him what it was all about. He goes, I didn't know you guys do the radio show. And I said, yeah. I go, Scotty used to do the business, God rest his soul. And he goes, I'll kick in $1,000, not a problem. He goes, but make sure Tim Wilson puts in. That was what he said to me. So
should have told Chad that Scotty put in $5,000.
Yeah, true. Good. Well said, Herx. No, that's it. So, but yeah, phenomenal effort there, guys. And yeah, as we said, Cook and Dowsett have been a good friend of the union family for a long time, as well as all the other contractors out there. So, awesome. Well done, guys. Obviously, Mickey, you're in the office, mate. You've donated a deposit as well. That's right?
It. Bit of overtime lately, so I thought I'd chime in.
Good on you, mate. No, that you're doing well out there. How's that going, that job?
Nearly done. Bloody plugging away. All fitting off. Yep. Ready to get the patients in there.
Good old Kane Construction was his favourite. Right? Was his absolute favourite. Look. He almost spat.
That woke him up.
I've got a few favourites, but that one's in the... historic memory bank there.
Oh yeah,
it's generational hate.
Oh, well said, mate. Well said. Herx, you want to read for a couple more, my friend?
Yeah, big shout out to Andrew Scott from Highbury Plumbing as well. He chucked in another grand. Big supporter of our show. Every year, there's no issue with Andrew. He's always happy to weigh in. Also tunes in as well. So definitely a keen listener, like a lot of them. So shout out to Andrew and everyone at Highbury Plumbing. We do appreciate it.
Yep.
Steve Geschke as well. Big shout out to Steve Geschke.
He rang me last night. God love him. Yep.
He's a good man. I know a few of us spoke to him yesterday. Never an issue with Steve as well. Big supporter of the show. Actually wants to come in.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, 100%.
He wants to come in. So I'm sure we can make room for Steve.
100%, mate. He was another part of the furniture, I guess you could say, in the union world. And he used to love the union, loved everyone else in between, right? All that sort of stuff. And now, like anything, he's I guess retired now. So, and he's living the I won't say the high life, but he's living obviously a nice retired quiet life. But he still keeps his ear to the ground when it comes to plumbing. Let me tell you, had which contract and what have you on what job. He was all over it for an old bloke. God love him.
I mean, anyone that got parish or an apprenticeship has to be a good bloke.
Yeah,
hey, that's one that I don't see here.
Yeah. The smiling assassin. Well, he's the, what is he now? The assistant or secretary now in Queensland, right? He managed to get his way up there and he ended up doing the business. God love him. So, but yeah, the smiling assassin. I'm sure the smiling assassin's listening in right now as we speak from sunny Queensland.
Know that there are a group of Queensland listeners every fortnight. So hopefully, you know, they find their wallets too.
Yeah. A big shout out to them as well.
The sun will be up now in Queensland, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Already gone for a surf.
Yeah. Gone for a surf, go for his bike ride.
Yeah.
He's probably listening for sure. So
100% he would be, mate. Obviously, also like anything, Mark Geschke, right? MGI, which is obviously, they do a bit of excavation work, civil work, bit of stormwater, what have you.
Warwick's
bit
mates.
Of drainage, right? Wazza's mates. Mark Geschke, obviously, in relation to Steve Geschke, his son. Started his own business. He's doing a phenomenal job too. He's donated another cool $1,000. So congratulations as well.
On your MGI.
So fantastic. So they're coming in thick and fast, right? We're doing a fantastic job. You guys are doing a fantastic job. We can't thank you enough, right? Because as we say, if it isn't for you guys, obviously it's what keeps 3CR going with these donations, especially with Radiothon. This is when we earn our money for what we do, guys. Herx, do you want to run through a couple more, my friend? Or
yeah, why not? So big shout. Look, it's not a competition here, but big shout out to Geordie Noble. He's weighed in.
Shit.
He's definitely waiting for three people. Jeez. Jeez.
Yeah. Bit of overtime there.
Hey, he stole someone's wallet.
No, big shout out to Geordie. Thank you for the donation.
Appreciate it, Geordie. Well done, mate.
Yep. And Jai as well. Jai Ryan's thrown in as well. I've got a visitor. Oh, we've got a call.
Oh, out. Line seven. Oh, we've got to take this. Let's kick it
who
over.
Who is it?
Joffa.
I was going to say,
there's already enough redheads on the radio. Now here comes the third one.
Joffa.
Good morning. How are we?
I was going to say, Joffa, I was looking at the list and you weren't on there. You were going to get a call.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, we can hear you, mate. We got the headphones in now. We usually don't chuck them on, but for you, we'll chuck them on, right? So... Doing well, mate. How you going, man? Where's your $500 or $1,000 donation?
Running a bit tight this year, but I'll throw in $150.
Good on you, Joffa.
$150.
Joffa.
Yeah, I had the pinball wizard bloody just text me. He goes, oh, are you calling up? I said, calling up what? And he goes, a fire up show. I said, oh, for fuck's sake. Oh,
$200. Joffa, come on, mate.
$200.
Sounds like a $200 donation, Joffa.
That's $200.
Swear, Joffa.
I'm putting $200 now, alright? Usually, we've got a bit more money out in the east. Usually, it's $2.
Oh, I love it, yeah. Got more money in these.
Good morning. It's a great cause. It's a great program. So, yeah, you guys are killing it as usual.
Yeah.
Good on you, Joff. Right.
Thanks, Joffa.
Nah, good on you, Joffa. Champion, you, mate, right? Champion. Thanks, mate.
Go have some breakfast, mate.
Yeah, go have a sausage.
I've got to get into work now. All right, see you later. See you, mate.
Bye, mate. Both sausage.
See ya.
Lovely, guys.
There you go.
Yeah, far out.
$200. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's it.
If you're going to call in, make sure you have the swear jar available.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And drop as many Fs as you can so then we can tax you. Yeah.
Bump it
turns
up
out it's $50 an F. So.
I love it how he goes, there's a lot of money in the East. Is he referring to Marcus Pickles, right? God love him. Now, Marcus Pickles, obviously, we do have to mention him. Was a union official, organiser, right? One of us, one of the brothers, and like anything, he's gone on to bigger and better things. And his wife's business has taken off, God love him. And we obviously congratulate him. And he's doing a fantastic job. And he's obviously, we call him retired now, don't we? Or the Wolf of Wall Street, right?
Yeah.
So, but he was a big part of this show as well, guys. He used to come on all the time and hang out with us at McDonald's and see some undesirables across the road. So when we had a coffee and
beginnings, wasn't it?
Have you ever had a lingerie company throw in?
Oh, actually, do you know what? Mr. Wolf of Wall Street can donate $5,000, right?
Major sponsor of the show.
100%, that's our major sponsor right there.
We just got another major sponsor. I don't know if this is someone.
That's
got
to be a piss take.
Yeah. But we've got Croft Contracting, $5.
Hey, do you know what? Do
last year,
that's a stitch up.
Three zeros, I reckon.
Nah.
That $5 will bounce too, yeah.
No, that's exactly right.
Does that note on there say checks in the mail?
Yeah, true. He actually messaged me. I go, where's your $1,000, Crofty? You know, because he is a bit of a stickler when it comes to money. And he goes, I've sent it to accounts. She's off. She'll get it paid next week. I'm like, here we go. Another grand for that.
Interest on that.
Yeah, interest.
$5 installments by the look of it.
Right.
I owe you.
It looks like we've got another. Oh, we got Billy Gower calling. All right, let's click it over. Right, line 8. All right, guys, 1 second. Hello, you there?
Hello, how are we?
How you going, Billy boy?
Good boys, how are we?
Going good, mate. How are you going down there in Richmond, yeah?
Yeah, good, mate. On site at 6 most mornings and, got the call up. I better ring in and make a donation and keep the radio station pumping.
Yeah, lovely, mate. How much are you donating, my friend?
Oh, $50. Is that all right?
Yes, of course.
Yes, lovely. $50 is $50, mate. We'll
take
it.
Good on you, Billy.
So,
no worries. Nice sunny, nice day out there today. I think we're going to be in for some good weather, which is good for the middle winter.
Yeah, bloody oath, mate, bloody oath. And how is it going down there in Richmond, right?
Good, mate, good. Yeah, probably only here for not too much longer. The job's coming to an end, but it's been quite a good job. We've had some good contractors on site, which is always good when you've got a good bunch of fellows to work with.
Who's out there, Billy?
Yeah.
Look, I've got BLA, I've got Auscool, I've had Provent, Borelli Roofing, United Plumbing Group, Vic West Fire, MG Sprinklers, and one other one I'm missing there.
You got Borelli Roofing out there, mate. You used to work for them. Your favourite.
I know. They never came out and visited me, ironically. But the boys are still had a good time seeing the fellas I used to work with. They're a good bunch of blokes.
Yeah, it's good to catch up, isn't it, with the old the old past, right? So it always comes around like a roundabout. So
and it's been good with Acer, I suppose. They've haven't had to deal personally with Ivan, but dealing with all the other blokes on site has been pretty good.
Another one gets to donate to the show, Ivan.
Oh yeah,
he's got a bit of money, doesn't he?
Oh mate, he's got an office tower, doesn't he? He just built himself all the smart technology in there. God love him.
Yeah.
You always see him talk about when he come over with one shoe and half a suitcase, right? Tell him that story, yeah. God love him.
He's built himself his own data centre. He lives in a data centre.
Yeah, you never know. He might have one of them.
Nah, good on you, Billy boy. And thanks for calling in, buddy. Always a pleasure.
No worries.
Always
thanks, Billy.
On you, Billy.
Thanks,
mate.
Thank you. Have a good one, fellas. Bye.
All right, just like that, back into the swing of things, eh?
Yep.
Bloody 20 minutes in, right, with thousands and thousands of dollars donated.
Nearly
10
grand.
Nearly 10, right? Nearly 10 Gs. Fantastic, right?
What else we got? We got Reese Mamone. Yep. He donated $100.
Yep. Shout out to Reese.
Shout out to Reese,
right?
His head's a bit sore. He's had a big weekend, so.
Yeah. The golfer, mate. He likes to be known as the golfer. Yeah. He reckons he's pretty good, right? But Robbie Barona went out with him on the golf course and he said he was shit. But anyway.
$50, Rusty.
Started a war between our delegates.
I know. I'm just making it up. I want to see him punch on. But anyway, awesome. And who have we got next? Who else has been chipping in, guys?
Jai Ryan, another $100 there. Thank you, Jai.
Lovely.
Good work, Jai.
Grant Ellis, Boris, $100 there.
The safety
officer
now.
The safety man. Yep. He's moved. He's with Geske at the moment. We went out to Casey Hospital. He was out there doing a good job. All the Geske guys and girls love him, and he'll go well. So
he's dead to us now.
He's dead to us, but we wish him all the best.
Wait, we got Johnny Parsons line 7. I know exactly who this is.
This I've got to listen to this. It could be dangerous.
Hello, you're on the line, Johnny Parsons.
Ah, thanks, fuck, for that. I've been away. Now, listen, I hear me money order from last year bounced 5 and Roger Federer's second serve. Is that correct? So this year I'm going to donate 50 Chang beers and Paddy McCrudden's bar entire. All right.
Fu man doesn't miss.
Also, that's a KO. This year, I think Paddy and Levi Rowley are going to be making a rematch.
There goes all the dirty secrets.
Johnny.
They're going for 6 rock losses in a row to both of them.
God love you.
I've just got to go and get Noah a seat book.
I'll just don't lose it.
No, I've still got about three or four of them at home. Hey, Bubbles, get the receipt book, can you?
Oh, how entertaining. Good on you, man. No, I appreciate it.
And then, I'd also like to donate $50 from Billy Ramsey, okay?
yeah, mighty, mighty.
Have a good day, boys.
Nah, good on you. Thanks, Rory. Bye, mate. Bye.
There you are.
Back from the dead.
Back from the dead. Where do you go from here?
Listener from the grave.
I know who that was, but yeah. He just let about half of the union secrets out on the radio. Oh, far out.
Sometimes you wish you cared just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I know. Tell me about
it. He did mention some names who haven't donated, though. So was it Levi Riley was mentioned? I haven't seen Levi's name there.
Yeah.
No, Levi's not there. Although he did. He tried to... He tried to pay him Bart, but we wouldn't take it.
Little bum sniffer tried to pay him Bart, didn't he? Right. So, but anyway.
I've noticed Meatball's not on there.
What's yeah, I know. Right. Yeah, Johnny might be under the jugeois, right? So we'll get back into it, though, anyway. Steve Mantello, right? Another cool 100, right? Our Thanks, man Stevie. Dan across from us, right? Dan Neal. Dan the man, another hungy, right? Lovely. We're getting up there now. Luke Pentanon, another hungy, right? So phenomenal stuff right here. Robert Barona, another hungy, right? Big Angus, Gus Boy, right down at the Palladium Hickory job. I never thought he'd be back on a Hickory job again, but they allowed him on.
He could have tipped $2 in there. Would have been about
right,
another.
I know, $67. What are you doing there, come Gus? On, right,
6-7. Oh,
yeah. Then we got the big
6-7.
Is that what it is?
Oh, God,
6-7. Oh no.
Oh,
big $5 from Croft after that.
Yeah, good $5 from Croft.
Joffa's already tipped in.
Yeah, that's it. Another $205, right? Ilya as well, another one of our really good delegates, upcoming sort of thing. Roofer, he's been on a few jobs already and he's going to be going to another one. Another $50 there, right? So they're coming in thick and fast, guys.
I've got $200 here coming in off the Northeast Link as well.
Oh, lovely. That's awesome work. Where else? Who else have we got, guys?
Billy Ramsey's good for 100.
Yeah, 100 cents, yeah. Right? He's lost some weight, mate. My God, hasn't he?
Yeah, come on. We're not complimenting him on here, mate.
He looked good the other night, actually.
Oh, in those photos. Yeah.
He sucked his guts in.
Oh, look at it. Hang on. We've got a big caller coming in. Oh,
there we go. Right, let's kick over to
Perry. We can hear the smile from behind the microphone.
Oh, no.
Good morning, Paris. Yes, we put you on, right? Far out.
That's magnificent. No, I've been listening in. There's a bit of a delay by the time it gets up here, though, but hoping to bounce it back. Wasn't that a blast from the past? Rest in peace, Johnny. That was absolutely magnificent. Hearing that was fantastic.
Yeah,
good
that's
on
it,
you.
Mate. Yep.
You're all having a laugh there, raising some money for a good cause, which is fantastic as well.
100%.
Yep.
That's
and,
it, Paris.
And it's good to see you all growing down there and getting bloody. I see you every week, you know, as I follow you on the social media and everything like that. I come down last week and none of you come and seen me, but that's all right.
You didn't tell us you were down, Paris, right?
No,
it was a hidden little secret.
I went down and did the boxing with the lads, and I tell you what, one kid, I thought he was a plumber, turned out he was about 5-time Victorian champion. He dusted me up bloody good, which is all right.
Oh, I thought you would have sorted him out.
Yeah,
no, well, I did. I just waited till they turned the lights off.
It's like a swingers party, right?
He turned so many punches, his arm stopped working.
Exactly. Now, I'll chuck in $100 for you because you're all doing a fantastic job.
On you, Paris.
Good on you, Paris. How's it going down in sunny Queensland anyway, quickly? How's it going down there?
Even though it's sunny Queensland, I still just want to tell everyone that I'm winning the AFL footy tipping.
Yeah, he's too, actually.
It hasn't been the best run footy tips. The tips are wrong every week.
I don't know where you're getting your tips from, Paris, because I'm not saying you don't know nothing about footy, but I don't know who you're stealing them off.
It's not about how many members I'm signing up lately. It's about if I'm winning the footy. Good on you, lads. I'll let you all go.
Thanks, Paris.
Good on you, Paris. Good on you, Perry.
$100.
Bye, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks. Bye. Wow. There you go. The old secretary from Queensland. Lovely, right?
Got everyone calling in. Total, because we'd be pushing pretty hard now for the 10.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely be getting up there. Can we get a tally check, please? I reckon we're definitely over the 10 mark because we were initially at around the 9,100 mark last
week. We're at about 9,700, but with Paris and then the North East Link, that gets us to 10.
You're right. 9,700. Yay! $10,000! Lovely, lovely, lovely.
And there's still a few that haven't tipped in.
Yeah.
No, don't worry. We're taking note. You won't be a delegate ever again. You get the same.
To be fair, some of them might still be in bed.
Darcy.
No job. Nah, that's it. Hey, a bit of history. I didn't know this yesterday. Obviously, like anything, old Bazza, right? Barry Fitton. He used to obviously do everything else in between for us for the Plumbers Union back in the day, right? And used to be called actually Plumline back in the day. And so... Anyway, we're going to kick over. Sorry, we've got someone else calling in. Let's click it over to Darcy.
Oh, shamed him into a phone call.
Darcy! Yes. You there, mate?
Prank calling us.
Darcy, you there? Oh, hang on. We got the fingers up in the air. Now he's back to one. Hang on 1 second.
Line one. Oh, he's hung up.
Nah, he gave up in the end, right? That was a stitch
that's
up.
That's extra 50 then.
Yeah, no, that's it, right? Plenty of money, old young Darce, right? So, anyway. All right, back into it, guys. Right, like anything. As I said, Plumline used to be the show. It used to be called, that was the Fire Up Show when it had its inception back in the day, many, many moons ago. And old Barry Fitton used to run it.
I think Darcy's on line 8.
Oh, yeah. Now we're back on line 8. All right,
pick a line.
Try that one.
Sack him.
That's it. Nah.
Sack him.
I'm not taking him the next job. He's gone.
I don't know if it's him or us, but someone's getting sacked.
I'm loving
Darcy.
That's Darcy.
Mick's looking at me, giving me the finger like he's in sack him. Get rid of him. Nah, Darcy's another one of the next gen that's come through, done the right thing, come to obviously all the general meetings, all that sort of stuff. Absolutely phenomenal. Come a long way. He's done obviously all the training courses, compliance training, all that sort of stuff. Our compliance officer over here, God love him, Woz has organised a new one coming up very shortly for obviously the IncoLink.
Yeah, we've got another training session coming up. It'll probably be a good one, just on the other side of the financial year, coming in with the payday super that's about to change. So I'm sure there'll be plenty for CBUS to update us on, and I reckon the rest of our reps will probably be getting a bit of retraining as well. So
yeah, because there's a bit of a different situation. It's not no longer monthly, is it?
No, it goes in with your pay cycle, so there may be a bit of a delay. There may be a bit of tears and suffering at the start. But a
few favours, it sounds like.
No favours, just a bit of adjustment.
Yeah.
And we're going all right at the moment because, we obviously get monthly super. The rest of the world's still on quarterly super, so
I mean,
good luck to them.
Favours for us from the bosses, but anyway.
Well, I can give you some fingerless gloves from CBUS.
I know, Herx walked in rocking those things. Thought he was a shadow boxer.
Yeah. That's what Paris is coming in.
Give him a swing. Blue gloves you've ever seen.
Here we go. Apparently Darcy's back on line.
Apparently
we
are. Seriously. One more go, otherwise you're sacked.
Might sack him anyway.
Darcy.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, we got you.
What were you calling on, a tin can with a bit of string?
Someone's cut the string.
How are you, Darcy? What's happening, my friend? Yeah. Hey, are you driving in or you're at work?
Good.
What are you doing?
Driving out to the data centre this morning.
Yep.
So, yeah, cold, foggy, so, yeah.
That's it, mate, right? Put the spandex on, you'll be right.
That's it.
Or am I talking about electricians when I say that?
If only they had a radio show they could reply on.
Yep.
Nah, good on you, man. Killing it. How much are you chucking in, my friend? Oh, no, you've re-chucked in, haven't you?
$100 from me.
Oh, good man. Way over the 10 mark now. Good man. Yeah. Good man.
Good work, mate.
It's good. It's a good show to be donating to, and it's always good to have a laugh with you boys in the morning. So, yeah.
Nah, good on you, Darcy. Fantastic. You're no longer not sacked, right? So you're all right.
Oh, perfect.
Joking, mate. Nah, good
we'll
on
see.
You. Nah, good on you, Darcy. Thanks, pal.
Appreciate
cheers,
it, mate.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
No worries. Thanks, boys. Have a good morning.
You too, mate.
Wow.
Yeah, what are we on now? We've got to freshen
that
up.
Hang on, we're getting an update, right? Let's see what we're going to be running at. And the page is getting refreshed, and we are at...
The same.
The same, yep.
Oh, no. Hang on, no. We're starting to see what's going on here. Where are we at? Anyway,
back. Riveting radio.
Yeah, no, that's
some
all
of
right.
our finest work.
Yes. Well, Russ, you're talking about next gen before? Massive meeting.
Yeah,
last
correct.
Week.
There was over 100 members on the floor, 100 delegates. Fantastic.
Mate, a lot of new faces. Which was
with Smarty and Bruno in the room, the next gen age drastically rose.
Yeah, I saw a few grey hairs come out, right?
The average age in that yeah. room went up real quick.
It's about 80 years old, the average age after that.
No, it was good having Spidey come in and tell us a couple of the old war stories. And, you know, he ran this Bredo program for 15 years.
Yeah,
so
definitely. Yep.
Big shout out to young Terry.
Yep.
And young Bruno.
Terry. Yeah, that's
and
it.
Young Bruin.
Yeah, no, it was a well-received, toolbox, but meeting. And obviously, as we said, there was about four new delegates that stepped up and obviously rose to the occasion. Obviously, the question got asked, who's a new delegate in the room? Four new blokes stood up, amazing. Like anything. So I reckon we're running around 90 delegates at the moment. So yep, we're definitely flying with colours and we're really kicking some goals.
Lots of representation on site, what it's all about.
And going by that list, we're a bit short on the donations from those 90. So dig deep, boys.
Well, don't worry, we're taking note, right?
There's a few more that are starting as well in the next month. But in the same breath, there's that much work coming up that we're still looking for more reps. So
well, you got over just over down. $10 billion just in the airport, Herks, right?
That keeps rising as well, unfortunately.
I saw it was on the news last night. Singapore Airlines is doing some sort of new premium lounge out there at Melbourne Tullamarine Marine Airport as well, by the sounds of things.
So, Nathan, the airport. New organisers
Rabin
start,
airport.
Get...
yeah. Which airport?
You'll get in the airport, you get in the SRL,
Phillip Island.
yeah, everything. Handball.
Oh, shout out to Jakey Adard. Appreciate the donation, brother.
Yep. Nah, well,
we're looking at that. There's $9,972. So with that, was that another donation just came in there?
Crack 10. Oh, yeah, lovely. Lovely, right? We're going to get up there $10,000, right? I still need to kick in my 100,
I just kicked in 100 just then.
There's another 200
there.
We're
going way over. Where's the confetti cannons near?
Yeah, let's all start getting nude.
That's such a plumbing in comment. <It's> just...
yeah, that's what we do, mate. Get nude and rub bloody your body oil, right? So
it's primer.
Shout out to Al.
The broccoli stem, right? It was actually funny. We were talking to me and Herx were talking to Al the other night. I call him broccoli stem because he's tall and skinny, right, with a big head. But anyway, and
so 90% of the ETU is
100%, mate. Right, they all like to touch other blokes. But anyway, we won't get into that.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
Long story short, anyway, he ended up sending a photo to us, and it was actually a picture of a broccoli. But it's something that, like a chew toy, a dog chew toy, broccoli. So, mate, now his logo, every time he calls me, comes up with a broccoli dog chew toy, right? So, phenomenal.
And Photoshop's are very kind to us, and a friend of the show as well Photoshopped the ET bra onto it.
Yes, he did. Oh, yeah, the bearded warrior ended up, 100%, you're right. He ended up doing the old apron, ETU apron. So, been saying that, guys, we're halfway through. We'll kick over to a track. I know Wazza wanted a song, but I've sort of got something on at the moment. So I'll just kick over this. We've got another.
Rusty's doing his own thing again.
No, we've got another three more songs after this. So anyway, yeah, let's kick in.
We've got 20 minutes to go.
Yeah, no.
It'll be about 6:55.
All right, let's kick in.
They blew the lights at heaven's gate. and I don't know why. But if I work all day on the blue sky mine,
there'll be food on the table tonight.
Still I walk up and down on the blue sky mine,
there'll be pay in your pocket tonight.
The candy store hoppers lie to the shareholders, they're crossing their fingers, they pay the truth makers. The balance.
Just like that, we're back on. We got another caller, right? It's the mighty Gus.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we?
Gus, how are you, my friend?
How are you, Gussie?
Oh, I'm feeling fantastic. I've actually, I'm on a highly secret mission today. I'm driving around in an undisclosed van with the secret keys to the Croft Family Trust.
I thought you were going to say something else then. I thought it was going to get a bit weird.
I wondered how the $5 got about.
Yeah, it's no coincidence that it came just after my donation. Look, you know, you're feeling generous this year, guys. The you know, the big tax loopholes that have been closed up have worked out really well for the Croft family. So, down there at
Arctic
Court in Keysborough, so, you know.
Yeah, no, awesome, mate. Yeah, you're a, he's your favourite, isn't he? He's the best contractor you've ever. Be careful, because you're working for him next.
I think I'm his favourite. That's the other way around, you know.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right, mate. You hit the nail on the head.
We just can't get enough of each other, to be honest. So, look, I'm actually thinking about changing my last name to Croft, so,
Yeah. Still wouldn't get any overtime.
What are the donations sitting at?
We're at $9,995.
So another $5 from Darren and we've got the 10 grand.
Yeah, 100%.
Get your checkbook out, brother.
Get your checkbook out.
What's that? Sorry, mate. You dropped out there.
Calling from the iron bunker.
Well, we're on the road at the moment. Me and my daughter are off to the country for the next 2 days.
Oh, but, lovely, mate. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. So just thought we'd... we're actually going to listen to this on repeat for the next 3.5 hours. So.
I feel sorry for it, poor thing. Don't do that to her. Right?
I want to be able to recite it backwards by the end, and then we might put her on as a delegate.
Yeah, 100%, mate. That's fantastic.
She's too young to be a delegate? I don't know. Like,
no, not at all, mate. No, that's it.
She's actually wearing that XXL jumper you got her about 4 years ago, Rusty.
Oh, no, that's the way I roll, mate, right? It's all back to front, right? People ask for a large, they end up getting XXL, so that's the way I roll. So, phenomenal, mate, phenomenal. Awesome, mate. Thanks for calling in. And safe travels as well, all right, buddy?
We're just pulling into the Swiss bank account right now, guys, so we got to go, all right?
Good on you, mate. Good on you. Thanks, Gus. Thanks, pal. Cheers.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, bye. Far out. A bit of entertainment in the morning. I can imagine him driving around in a dingy van too. Oh, yeah. Looking all dodgy with his beard hanging out the window.
Clouded of smoke.
Gotta be the Bedford Dean, doesn't it?
Oh, phenomenal. I guess we'll just quickly talk about, what's going on in the industry.
One quick shout-out to Toria Plumbing, just for their support over the years as well. So thanks, Lordy. Thanks, Peter Burke, as well. Thanks for your support, Trio. Another favourite of the show.
100%, mate. They've done a lot of good things for us over the years, and they're definitely one of the tier ones as well. And, yeah, they listen in, mate. Don't worry. There's a lot of bosses that listen in and say they don't, but, they're ones that are obviously... amicable sort of people, and a good company as well. A lot of good project managers, construction managers, foremen, and obviously a lot of good members that have been here for a long time. So they're a good big family, the old Trio family, and we love them too. So we'll never slag them. So, good on them, mate, and fantastically well said, bud. Being that, in relation to the next topic, I guess you could say, the World Plumbing Council, right, over in Birmingham, England. That's happening at the moment. Shane Lecombre, right, from, as we call it, PICAC, right, or PICAC, Cepitec. They're obviously over there at the moment representing us, talking about our Australian plumbing licences, explaining it to the rest of the world. So the World Plumbing Commission is made up of all different countries all around the world, everything to do with plumbing, sanitation, hydration, and obviously a lot of water, gas, everything else in between, and everything that's happening in the world. You know, we take it for granted about how well we've got, obviously, fresh water, all that sort of stuff. Not every country's got that, and that's what they aim to and strive to, I guess you could say. Big Earl Setchers, our national secretary, is over there at the moment as well, obviously representing our union and representing what we do as well out here with obviously water, sanitation and everything else in between. So phenomenal work, guys, and we commend you and good on you. So lovely in saying that. But in saying that, we'll get back into what's happening around the traps. Woz, do you want to start off, my friend, about what's been happening in your world? There's always a little bit going on in your world, my friend.
Which part of the world? Chasing money, mate. Like I said, we're going to the payday super, but there is still a few contractors out there that don't necessarily do the right thing, even under current situations. Mm-hmm. So chasing that up, making sure people are getting their entitlements, toolboxing the members on what those entitlements are. It's pretty important. You don't want to be getting to retirement and realise you've been ripped off during your time somewhere, or thinking you've worked for 10 years, might take some long service and it's missing. So been getting around doing a bit of that. The offside agreement's coming along now. We've got an in-principle agreement with the hospital, so it's up to the members now to have a read through that, and they'll vote on it, and they'll let us know where we stand.
Yep.
Install a ream.
Yeah.
Are we installing reams?
They will continue to install reams.
So lovely. Pew, pew, pew,
that,
pew.
That agreement's come along as well. The members have voted on that, and it's being lodged as we speak. So freeing up in that space a little bit, mate, which is nice, and it's good to get some good agreements across the line for some members in other parts of the industry, which quite often get forgotten about.
Yeah, non-construction, mate, 100%, and you 100% hit the nail on the head. We look after all sorts of different members from all different sorts of walks of life.
Yeah, it's not all just high-rises and hospitals. We've got members in all sorts of service divisions across all sorts of different sectors of the plumbing world. So they're all happily paid up and proud members, and they get represented just the same. So.
And they're just as special as the next, mate. So
100%.
Lovely said, mate. And Herks, what's been happening in your area, buddy? There's always something going on. You look like you've got you're grey in your beard now, by the looks of things.
It's starting to come through, yes.
I want you to shave that off.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
I'm going to shave it off one day.
Forcing our brother Muslim ETU. That's my ambitions. To
Yeah, you're going to get some aftershave.
The ZZ top.
Of course, yes.
ZZ is for Zorba Zorba.
Always stuff going on in my area, Russ, as I keep mentioning on the show. It's never ending, which is good for our members. All walks of life out there, from tier 1 to tier 3. There's warehouses and hospitals starting. Mm. There's data centres starting. That's where the grey's coming from, these lovely data centres. So some big ones have been announced in the last week, especially out of Mickleham and Donnybrook. There's a monstrosity that's coming, Airtrunk 3. Mm. It's so big that I reckon three builders are going to do it. So not one builder can handle it, not two, it's going to be three. So it's going to be quite big. Good for our members who live in the Northwest.
Well, yeah,
100%. I saw on the paper yesterday, or last night, they've snatched up a big parcel of land out near Geelong as well.
Yep.
For a whole suburb of data centre. So. Mm.
Is that my area? that's near Phillip Island, isn't it?
Yeah, give him the airport too, Herc.
You have to borrow Pickle's boat just to cut across the bay.
That shouldn't be too bad.
His boat or his yacht?
Well, we call it a boat.
It's a yacht.
His little dinghy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're saying before the airport announced again last night, so that's coming. It's probably later this year, probably early next year. That's going to be a monstrosity as well. They've allocated up to $17 billion there.
Wow, that Craigie Burn, the Tullamarine pocket, is off its head.
Mm. It sure is. Yeah. Hence why I'm going crazy as well. So it's all part of it.
No, good on you, Herx. Yeah. Well said, buddy.
One of
well
our special
said.
Guests.
That's it. A special guest. You're going to kick something in, mate. Where you working? What you doing? Who's the builder? Who's the contractor?
Well, I'll be honest. I want a Dave and Nick's. I need some jokes to be.
Yeah,
read out.
All right.
Come on.
Well, let's kick it in.
You put him on the
some
spot.
Some dad
now.
Jokes. Dad ball, jokes.
On the spot. Oh, no. Another $50 donation coming in.
No, I tell you what. Talk about your job and then you'll think about a joke along the way. How about that?
we'll see how we go. So Melbourne Square, stage 2. We've got Multiplex as the builder there. We've got some very good contractors out there. It's actually quite a fun job at the moment. 75 stories. There's another tower about to start breaking ground soon next door. So we got Wilson's out there, Leemark, D&E, New Group, All Systems and AGL at the moment. So it's a good crew of guys out there. We're all having a dip and having a great time while we're out there. Got Billy Ramsey area. Shout out to Billy if he's awake yet.
I just saw a shadow, like a silhouette. I saw a silhouette of a big man. It looked like Gru, you know, Gru from Minions. Anyway, right.
That's right. Yeah, so kick it in. Obviously, it is tax time as well. So remember all your donations.
Yeah, look at Dave today. Like, he is a model. New boots, brand new pants. He's got his heated Bosch jacket.
Yeah.
Shout out to RSCA.
He's manscaped as well down below.
It's like a, yeah.
So, sorry, Dave. I was only joking, mate. Now pull it out.
It's been a bit of time with Chris and look at you.
So, yeah, we did have big Chris on the job, and he's now gone off into the ether. Good luck to him. Fantastic, fantastic rep and imparts a lot of knowledge on people. I know Nathan had him out there at the hospital as well.
Yeah, and Premier Tower. Did a lot of years with Chris. And
So now we've got...
He's a big face of the industry. Hey?
Now he's making cakes.
Yeah. So he's taking a bit of time off and spending time with his family. So good luck to him. He's a good fellow, and wish him off all the best.
So, and shout out to Georgie Bolas out there. We got Noddy, and Rudy's taken over the role of Chris there.
Big Rudy.
Nah, nicely said, mate. Good on you. Good work. And Nathan, to finish off, my friend.
Yes. Yep. I've taken over from Marcus Pickles about 4 weeks ago. Yeah. In the southeast corridor, which is from about Richmond, Cremorne, apparently Phillip Island, the airport. Geelong, apparently. Shepparton. going all the way down Waverley.
Fitzroy as well.
Fitzroy, apparently. so my maps are just getting across all the jobs, all the way through to Dandenong, Pakenham, Clyde, Cranbourne, all that. There's a lot of industrial, a lot of factories, a lot of cold storage yards getting built. These monster cold storage. We went to one the other day. There was an Alimac on the side of it to get all the roof plumbers on there. I've never seen anything like it. I thought it was a data center. It was massive, but it's just massive cold storage. Texco. My friends at Texco are doing a lot of work out in the southeast.
Who was the roofer out there, can I ask?
Usually Meridian, Premier.
Yeah, and lovely.
Supersonic
roofing. Yeah. No, it's all good subbies out there, Plumcos and all that kind of world. But it all pretty much they all use the same subbies, so it is good. It's easy to deal with, and all the boys are good on site. Just trying to get out, meet everyone, meet all the bosses, see members on site, a few toolboxes. It's been good. It's been good bouncing off all the other organisers as well, all the organisers in the room, and spending the day with Simon and Billy Jova and all the boys. So it's been good. Been a good experience. Phone's ringing flat out these days, so I think everyone's kind of realised,
to annoy
new
you.
Kid on the block now. So looking forward to the challenge.
We've diverted our phones to you as well.
Yeah, so I'll go. it's going good, mate. So I'm looking forward to the challenge. And, I'm honored to be asked to be
to
doing this.
It.
So
you're killing it, mate. You're doing
also,
a good job.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Also been doing the prefab yards with yourself, Rusty. Going out, speaking to all the members on the site, which has been good. Yep. Getting that ready. Dealing with Paul Coffey as well with the new agreement.
We've got that together now.
It's been sent out to the delegates on site. Mm-hmm. The boys are doing a good job. So they're going to have a read of it and get back to us. And then obviously go through the process and get that going and get the propeller going and off we go. It's take off. But it's going good. It's a good EBA. The boys, I think, will be happy with what's in that and gets them in line with the way the world is at the moment. So, it's been good, mate.
No, it's awesome, mate. Good report back, and you are killing it out there. It's like anything. When you're the new kid on the block, right, sometimes it takes a bit to get your feet on the pedals, as one would say, but no, you're killing it, mate. You're doing a good job.
And we've actual money donated. We've cracked the 10,000. Big shout out to Dave Shembri. I'm pretty sure he got us across the line. So he's doing a good work out there under you, Nathan.
What's
that, mate? Sorry.
He's doing a good job under you out there.
He is doing
pool.
A great job out there, Dave Shembri. And Dave's out he's with Cook and Dowsett out in Dandenong, the aquatic centre out there. He's doing a really good job. Always, bounces off me. He's one of the future bright stars that we have. So, shout out to Dave. Thanks for the donation. We'll see you in Dandenong. Sunny Dandenong. Lock your cars out there.
No valuables in the aquatic centre, mate.
Yeah. Carry a knife in your sock, like little bloods or a
sharpened
gun.
Sharpened toothbrush.
any German shepherds out there?
Yeah, that was another story. Do we have time for that?
Yeah.
It's like wearing bite guards to work.
And a helmet, right?
So, down muffin.
That's it, right? Don't bite the sausage off, right? Anyway, we're coming towards the end, guys. Like anything, we'd like to thank, obviously, all our sponsors, all our family, our contractors.
I've waited to the last minute. You know, we got to get off and hand over to the next show.
Yep.
And I've waited and I've waited. No, and I wasn't going to do it.
All right, do it.
Do it.
I spoke to Dan Griffin and he said he was going to weigh in. He said he was happy to tip in. G2, gone missing. What are we doing?
Still time. Still there time, still guys. Time. There's still a lot of time.
Like there is for our reps.
Send out an SOS.
A lot of reps, a lot of people from last year that haven't donated.
Yes.
Please donate. It is a good program. It helps us all here.
You had your chance to get an honourable mention on air, but...
Now you're going to get the sack.
And now you're getting sacked off air.
Yeah, you're getting sacked off air and...
There's a few noble people haven't donated, so...
Yep.
We know who they
meatball.
Are.
Yep, yep. No, there's a few
was
out there.
Meatball?
Or was there two hooks?
Hey guys, we'll obviously go through the big donations once again. Brad Bell, right, a cool 1,500, obviously the show, another 500 to merchandise. God love him, right, first bloke off the block he was. We love him to death. Dicko as well, another cool 1,000, right, old Timmy Wilson, another 1,000. Slippery Phil, well, we won't call you that today, buddy. Old Philip, right, another 1,000 there. King of Mykonos, right? Steve McGee, God love him, right? He wanted to punch someone's head in yesterday when he rang me. Another 1,000. Chad Cook, another legend, right? Another cool 1,000 there. Obviously, Andrew Scott, Highbury Plumbing, love him to death too. Another 1,000 there. Right, Steve Geschke, a really good friend of the Union family. Okay, that's another 500 there. And obviously, Mark Geschke, another cool 1,000. And then you've also got...
A couple honourable mentions from the reps.
Yeah.
Jordy and Joffa tipping in.
Yeah, the big
some
figures.
Some pretty big, significant figures. We appreciate all of them, and we certainly appreciate the ones that go above and beyond. So.
Yeah, and Crofty, let's not forget him. He's going to chuck in 1,000, apparently, so let's just...
He'd still be trying to figure out how to claim that on tax.
And quick shout to Troy Thompson as well, he's just fronted 100.
Troy's on you, Troy-Z, right, so... But, and Paris as well, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Paris. Hercules as well. Thanks, Herx.
Good work, everybody.
All the Billy Gowers.
Another successful show.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And, all right. Well, let's go, guys.
Enjoy your Thursday, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.